And once again, this is your update program on your Monday afternoon on Double K Country. I'm Ben Aberg, joined by Casey Campbell and Michelle Branham, co-sponsors with the Nevada High School Renaissance Program. As we talk on Double K Country, the Male Handsome Pageant coming up, 20th annual. So thanks, both of you, for coming on in once again this year.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we have that coming up. First of all, remind us a little bit about what this fundraiser is and what that helps benefit here as well.
Sure. This is our fundraiser for the Renaissance program at the high school. Renaissance is an organization that's student-directed, student-led, that improves the culture and climate of the high school. We do student spotlights. We do fun activities during the day at lunch. We do a lunch out to reward good grades. We reward perfect attendance. And we do various other things throughout the year just to make school a place where kids want to be and teachers want to work.
All right. As we record this here during your spring break, as we get ready for all of them that are looking to return and get ready for all the things that school does for them. Of course, the Renaissance program and this pageant. So tell us a little bit more about this pageant, 20th pageant. What does this all entail?
We have various gentlemen from the Nevada High School representing organizations within the high school. They will have an evening wear competition, a talent competition, and then a club wear competition, all vying for the title of Mr. NHS.
And we use the word talent loosely.
Very, okay. Very loosely.
So how loosely is that? What do people typically see out there?
Well, last year we had somebody play the bagpipes, who the first time he picked it up was at our dress rehearsal. So, and we've had dancing, we've had just some funny skits. So this year we've got a great lineup, but I don't want to ruin the surprise. Mm-hmm. But we have some really fun talents, but we do have some true, real talents that we'll be amazed by the guys with.
All right. And we talk about club wear. I understand that's something kind of to represent their organization. What does that kind of entail for the folks?
I can give the example. I'll kind of let this cat out of the bag. I have a student representing my chemistry classes as Mr. Chemistry, and he will be in full lab wear, goggles, safety, apron, all the things. So,
like Mr. Football will wear his football jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Business comes out in his DECA regalia. Mr. FFA will wear his jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so yeah, a lot of different organizations already that we're kind of thinking of that will be represented in that.
Yeah, we have 13 groups represented this year, so a good variety from the high school and the NRTC, and we've got some really great guys that are going to be a lot of fun to watch and perform.
All right, the 20th Male Handsome Pageant coming up here, and one thing last year, there were a couple of additions. Are those still on the table for this year?
Yes, we're still going to have the fan favorites. It'll allow the people in the audience to vote by purchasing tickets and voting in each candidate's sort of bucket. We'll also have some raffle baskets that we can silent auction. I think we're going to open up the fan favorite to the students this year during the school week leading up to kind of get some excitement leading up to Friday. But yes, we're bringing back the fan favorite and the silent auction items.
All right, perfect. So for people that want to, you know, get involved, get over there, coming up March 22nd, what do people need to do to get tickets?
The show is March 22nd at 7 p.m. in the Ella Maxwell Performing Arts Center. Tickets will be $7 at the door, but we are selling them in advance starting right after spring break. And they'll be $5 each. If you find a Renaissance student or you know somebody that's going to be participating in the show, you can get tickets from them, or you can call the high school office and ask for Michelle Branham or myself, Casey Campbell.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about? Any other programs coming up? Or
we have our annual Can the Classroom Food Drive coming up later in the spring after Male Handsome. And so we'll be collecting items for community outreach. So if anybody wants to contribute to that, so we would love to have your participation. Again, you can contact Michelle or I. And we are doing a lot of great things. So if you have a business or organization that wants to support us, we would love to hear from you and partner with you.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Male Handsome Pageant coming up this Friday, March 22nd. And note that there will be a dinner, a walking taco dinner served by NRTC's DEC and FBLA students, starting at about 5:30 in the Nevada High School Commons ahead of the pageant. And we'll switch gears on the update program and talk with Jeff Newton. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you did have the time a little bit for spring break you spent plenty of time here, kind of the topic that we're talking about here with Vernon County 4-H shooting sports, a sale and exchange coming up at the end of this month. So tell us a little bit about your background in that type of stuff.
I started out around 2014, around that year, so I would have been about 9 years old. Started out in 22, really, really got into it, went into air pistol, went into archery. I'm now a county, state, and nationwide ambassador for shooting sports. I love what I do. I'm on the state team going to nationals for archery, and I just want to get people interested in the program.
Yeah, because this program, how, you know, you talk about all that you've done and as an ambassador and the good things you've done with that, but how big is the program right now here in Vernon County?
It's very well sized. I'm proud to say Vernon County has one of the, in my opinion, one of the best shooting sports programs, and I'm not putting down any other county. Missouri has one of the best shooting sports programs in the entire nation, I'd say.
For sure. So, you started all those years ago, and you stuck with it and everything, and over all that time, I suppose kind of the reason we have this event we're talking about is a lot of equipment you've needed to use over those years, too.
Yes. So, I will say, no firearms, no bullets, nothing that actually uses gunpowder. This is specifically archery and air pistol and rifle equipment. So, I've had many, many arrows. Arrows get very expensive because your arms get longer as you get older, and soon enough, your bow doesn't fit those arrows. So, there's a point where you need to get new arrows, and 6 arrows for me runs around $80, and that's very similar for everyone else. And I believe that if we can get people arrows they need below market value, we may have the next me who's going to nationals, who becomes a national ambassador, and I really hope to see that.
Yeah, so we could be having kind of the same conversation in 2034.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at here. So, like you said, you talked a little bit about some of the requirements, what is able to be there and what's not. So we kind of covered that a little bit right now. So that's for people that are, of course, looking to either, sell at a kind of a discount or just donate, too.
Yeah, it's a swap, sale, giveaway. Whatever you feel like doing to help out the program, and we appreciate anything that anyone is willing to do.
All right, so how do people get involved on the giving side?
So it will be March 27th, 5:30 to 7:30. That's a Wednesday, last Wednesday of the month, and it will be at Centennial Hall, Vernon County Fairgrounds. And if you want more information, please call or text 417-448-9076. We'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Any other specific things that those that'll be looking to buy that need to have cash on hand? Anything else people need to?
Cash or check will be nice. It comes down to personal preference for who is selling.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk either about shooting sports or this event that we didn't cover?
Just from a personal experience, I want to thank everyone who has donated to the program in the past and extend a welcoming hand to anyone who gets into shooting sports through this swap and sale.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
And that was Jeff Newton joining us on the second half of our update program. I'm Ben Aberg. You've been listening to the update program on Double K Country.